Today we'll be Ezra Hashem, we learn the few tests of Masechta Pesachim. The topics we learn about include, first, the Gemara will explain why Rabbi Yossi cannot hold like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, that Sheini Shaisa Shlishi Bechulin, and how we know that Rabbi Akiva cannot agree with the Kavochem of Rabbi Yossi, from which he learned Shlishi Betruma and Revi Bakaydish. In this context, the Gemara discusses whether the idea of Tziruf, that multiple items in a single kli are considered a single unit regarding Hilchas Tomo, is Medaraisa or only Medrabon. The entire Amud Beis and Amud Aleph of the next daf discusses a statement of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim about a tummy needle found in a shechted carbon. Some of the key terms and concepts we learned about in today's daf include Mechusa Kippurim. Certain Temeim are obligated to bring a carbon the day after having gone to the mikvah. Until they bring the carbon, they are called Mechusa Kippurim and may not eat kachim. Tziruf. With regard to certain halachas, we view all of the contents of a kli as a single unit, even though they did not touch each other, and if tumah comes in contact with one item, all of them become tameh. Tumas yadayim. Although in the Araisa no single body part can become tameh without the others, the chacham were geizer that hands, which can easily become dirty, are a sheni l'tumah and disqualify truma unless they are washed. Cheruv harehu kachal. Even though generally when tumah is transmitted from one item to the next, it goes down one level of tumah, if a metal object touches a dead body, it becomes an avi avos tumah like the body itself. Safek tumah b'rishus harabim svekei tahar. When the safek tumah arises in a public place where there are at least three people, we assume the item to be tahar. But safek tumah b'rishus hayachid svekei tameh. In a private place, we assume it to be tameh. Davar shein b'das lishal. Since we learned the rules about Safek Tumah from the case of a Saita, they only apply if the item in doubt has intelligence like a Saita, but when the item cannot respond to the questions, we assume Safek Tar even in a Rishus HaYachid. Safek Tumah Haba Bidei Adam. If the Safek Tumah came about as a result of a person's actions, even if the item itself is inanimate, we treat it as something that is Yesh Baidas Lishal, and it therefore follows the normal rules of Safek Tumah.